From Jack Hopkins Now, right now is when democracy actually gets decided. The Jack Hopkins Now newsletter #889, May 5th, 2026. Let's get something straight right up front. If you've been feeling like this is all slipping away, if you've caught yourself thinking, what's the point anymore? If the whole thing feels heavier, darker, and more out of control than it should, you're not alone. But you're also standing at the most dangerous fork in the road there is. Because this exact feeling right here is where people quietly step out of the fight. They don't announce it. They don't make a big decision. They just disengage. They scroll instead of act. They shrug instead of speak. They tell themselves it doesn't matter. And that's how everything that matters gets lost. Which is exactly why what you do next matters more than it ever has. Good. Because if it felt easy, if it felt hopeful, if it felt like the outcome was already guaranteed, then you wouldn't be needed. Let's not sugarcoat it. Right now a lot of people are tired, burned out, overwhelmed, outrage, scandal, corruption, no consequences. And it creates a very specific kind of fatigue, the most dangerous kind. That's not an accident. That feeling is manufactured, encouraged, fed to you in small doses until it becomes your default setting. Because a discouraged population is a compliant population. A population that shrugs, scrolls, and says, it is what it is a population that can be controlled. The fight for democracy doesn't get won when it's trending. It gets won in the ugly, frustrating, invisible moments where it feels like you're pushing against a wall that won't move. That's where separation happens. That's where most people step back. And that's exactly where the few who change everything step forward. Stop waiting to feel inspired. Stop waiting to feel hopeful. Stop waiting for a sign that it's going to work. Because if that's your standard, you're already out of the fight. The people who preserve freedom, the ones who keep systems from collapsing, don't operate on emotion. They operate on decision. I'm in this fight whether it feels good or not. Anybody can show up when things look promising. Anybody can post, provis, donate, speak out when it's popular and rewarded. But when it gets hard, when it gets exhausting, when it feels like you're yelling into the void, that's when your actions carry weight. That's when your voice matters more. That's when your persistence becomes power. This isn't just politics. This is a long game of pressure, fatigue, distraction, and psychological erosion. The goal isn't just to beat you. The goal is to make you quit trying. Because once enough people mentally check out, the outcome becomes inevitable. You've got two choices. You can slowly drift into that passive, defeated mindset, where you can recognize exactly what this moment is, a test, a filter. Are you someone who folds under pressure or someone who digs in? You don't need everyone. You don't need millions suddenly waking up overnight. You need a smaller group of people who refuse to disengage, who stay informed, who speak clearly, who push back, who organize, who keep showing up long after it stops being exciting. That's how momentum actually builds. Not in bursts, but through relentless, stubborn consistency. Not dangerous in the way they fear, but dangerous in the way that systems can't easily suppress. Because you stop being reactive and you become committed. You stop asking, will this work? And you start saying, this is what I do now. That shift, that's where your power is. If you're feeling tired, good. If you're feeling frustrated, good. If you're looking at the landscape and thinking, this is a mess, because that means you're paying attention. And if you're paying attention, then you're exactly the person this moment is calling on. What did people do when it started to feel like everything was slipping? Not what they believed. Not what they posted. Not what they felt. What they did. You don't retreat. You don't numb out. You don't check out. You lean in harder. You speak up more clearly. You stay engaged longer. You push forward when it feels like pushing is pointless. Because that right there is the exact moment when it matters most. And whether you like it or not, that moment is now. #HoldFast back soon. Jack Hopkins, P.S. There are people who read something like this, nod their head, and go right back to doing nothing. And then there are people who feel that pressure in their chest and realize, yeah, this is on me too. Everything that happens next will be decided by which group is bigger.